Welcome, welcome, welcome to the 75th installment of the Bobby Kudo Show. You know, it's funny. I'm in such a strange place in my life. Some will say it's part of the process, it's the growth, it's the moving forward, it's the understanding that things will never be the same, and that if I'm working, if I'm committed to doing my job as much as I possibly can, then it offers me the excuse to not explore new relationships and experiences. But is this part of that process where you have to experience it to understand what it is? I know, I learned a long time ago that I'm not special. I understand that I'm just like everybody else. You know, sometimes our egos can get ahead of ourselves, and we find ourselves in situations that we think are unbreakable, and then they break. Success comes from the inside, and success is really interpreted by the eye of the beholder. What success is to you doesn't necessarily mean success to someone else. And how you achieve that success is ultimately up to you. Our lives are only dictated by the things that we create, the thoughts that we create in our mind, the barriers, the fences, right? It just really, it depends. And it's the brain and the way that the brain is designed to protect us from ourselves, right? From the saber-toothed tiger. With that said, being in this state of mind, being where I'm at now in my life, it's absolutely daunting to try to navigate through relationships and new personalities and new people. And, you know, you really try to be coherent and thoughtful about people's feelings and their hearts. And so this becomes this uncharted territory, you know, especially for somebody like me, who, you know, has been, like, just to say, you know, out of the realm of this environment for a really long time, and then kind of getting dropped in. It's like almost being like being in a time machine, and then somebody brings you, you know, almost 30 years into the future and says, hey, this is your new existence. This is where you're going to exist. And it's like trying to navigate through that and realizing that I'm all about pushing forward. You know, I'm all about, you know, beating that instinct to being the best version of yourself. But sometimes I also realize that sometimes you got to take it easy on yourself. You know, and nobody's a harder critic on myself than I am. I don't ever want to sound like I'm instilling my ideas and thoughts onto any of you, other than the idea that I'm helping and providing some type of realization to some common struggles that we all have. And in this case, just navigating life in general. You know, I always want to realize that my happiness is ultimately my responsibility. And I think sharing that message with you to realize that, you know, we can all create, step back. Even with everything going on in the world, in the country, everything, all of this, it's all secondary to your well-being and your own mindset. When I say this, I say, take care of your own concerns first. You know, we all create this noise that makes it seem like the actions of everything else around us is causing us to react this particular way. And I will tell you this from my own experience in life over and over and over again, is that never allow outside forces to dictate your direction. You need to steadfast, you know, have goals, set the direction for yourself, and realize that it's non-negotiable. These things are non-negotiable. You know, I understand that we tend to live in those gray areas where we might do a little more, we might work a little longer, but understand the consequences of what you're doing. Like, again, time is not infinite. Your time will expire. And so understanding that you need to grasp this now, and regardless of, listen, the universe don't give a fuck about how you feel. There is a path forward, and you can't fight it. And one thing that I've found is that sometimes, look, I'm a control freak, but sometimes you have to let go. Sometimes you have to let go. And the most obvious is sometimes the hardest things to let go of. But understand what doesn't serve you. Eliminate it. Remove it. and focus on what really matters to you and ultimately your well-being and the pursuit of your happiness. You know, shame on anyone, including myself, for allowing any other person or energy to change or dictate life experience. Like that's all you. We have to own that. You have to own that. You can't push that on anybody else. So whatever it is you're doing now, understand that your time is limited. All our time is limited. And we can be distracted by all the noise, all the news, or we can choose to make a difference. And really, that starts with you. It starts with your happiness. It starts with your well-being. It starts with your understanding that your human spirit needs to be nurtured. I don't know what your struggles are. We all have them. But living in the past and allowing that to write your future will only land you in an island of anxiety. So, I mean, I invite you to join me in trying to jettison a lot of these like poison thoughts that we create. You know, the reality that we live in is the one that exists now. Realizing the food that we put in our bodies is so critical. You know, this is the energy that we use to move forward. Understanding that the relationships that we keep need to be beneficial. Remember, the only people that have a problem with you creating boundaries are the ones that have the most to lose by them. Like, realize that. The people who love you and just want you, they don't have a problem with you creating boundaries. Take that with you and understand that, you know, you are unique and we all deserve to be happy. I mean, however that looks. So I appreciate you giving me your time today. I hope you enjoyed the show. Please reach out. TheBobbyCudoShow@gmail.com. I hope this episode finds you well. And always remember that all roads lead here. Cause I don't give a fuck what you say. Yeah, I'ma do shit my way. So you can go kick rocks, I'ma stack bricks up, build what I want to make. Yo, I got a lot of shit to say, so I'ma do this every day. I'll be writing things until I'm fucking buried in my grave. 6 feet deep under, but my body won't decay. Cause my messages are timeless, so they'll put them on display. Oh yeah, I rap with a certainty, I have a sense of urgency. A message for eternity, for everyone internally. I had some people burning me, but now they fucking learn to see. I ain't the one to fuck with, now they looking nervously. And I don't really care what you think of me respectfully. You can kick rocks if you think you're fucking better, see. I will outwork you, turn you to an enemy. Hurt you so bad that you're gonna need some therapy. I got the motherfucking recipe. I've been cooking up hits, I'ma leave a legacy. You'll be looking small when you're standing right next to me. I'm 5'10", bitch, but I'm 10 feet next to me. I don't give a fuck what you say. Yeah, I'ma do shit my way. So you can go kick rocks, I'ma stack bricks up, build what I want to make. Cause I don't give a fuck what you say. Yeah, I'ma do shit my way. So you can go kick rocks, I'ma stack bricks.